This week, Tyson Foods, the largest U.S. chicken processor, said it would eliminate the use of human antibiotics from its flocks by the end of September 2017. Tyson is based in Arkansas, but has extensive operations here in Iowa. The move by Tyson is the latest in a growing wave of food and retail companies to avoid antibiotics in their meats. Joining us to give us some background, explain this move, Christy Peterson, Associate Professor in the Department of Epidemiology at the University of Iowa. Christy Peterson, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me.
Are you surprised by this move by Tyson?
Well, as you said, there has been a growing trend toward these companies wanting to basically appease the public desire to not have antimicrobial resistance from their food. And Tyson's effort to do so is following a couple other companies who have already made similar commitments, like Purdue Chicken and Fieldale Farms. So,
what do you see as the significance here, being Tyson as the largest U.S. chicken processor?
Oh, I think it's huge significance. They have about a third of the market share of broiler chickens, which is the kind of chickens that are then grown for meat. So I think that's really going to be a tipping point for the whole market to really start considering changing the use of human antimicrobials in their food production.
Mm-hmm. What does this mean for Tyson or other companies like it, food processing? Do you think this is a domino that then there will be more and this will be the norm?
So I think that's two different questions. I do think that Tyson and other companies are going to have to change the way they grow chickens, and that this will probably spill over into other meat-producing markets. Basically, these antibiotics are used to help animals grow faster. So we're changing the flora that's in their gut to a more favorable flora so that they can acquire nutrients faster, and that brings animals to market faster. So these companies are going to have to develop new means to do that. But as we know, there are other ways to shift our flora, and it's not necessary to use human antibiotics for that. I do think other companies are going to follow suit just because, like I said, this is all a part of efforts by the public basically saying that, like other countries, like the Netherlands and other countries, in the United States, we're not really accepting the fact that we have these antibiotics used for the growth of our food.
Mm-hmm. What does the science say about the danger, the degree of danger that we have with antibiotics treating our meats?
So unfortunately, this is one of the big problems. We haven't had great access to really finding out the amount of antibiotics that are in these chickens. And what the exposures are within those plants. And then we've had much better ability to find out at the packing plants when they go to market what the levels are. And that's been pretty highly regulated. But the whole idea is that bacteria as pathogens, they like to swap materials with each other. And they're basically using these as trading cards to try to gain themselves a better niche to cause infection. And by trading out these resistance genes in any environment, they can make themselves more likely to cause an infection. So the risk is by using these antibiotics basically straight in these animals' food, we're setting up an environment where those antibiotics are there all the time, and that gives them more of a chance to switch out these genes and gain that resistance to the antibiotics.
Mm-hmm. So it's better to save the antibiotics not for faster growth, but for more serious infections and so forth.
Absolutely. So that's what the voluntary moves have been made by the FDA, is to really use those antibiotics when prescribed by a veterinarian or by a medical doctor for people, to use them appropriately for the full amount of time at the full dose, and to not use them when you don't need them.
Mm-hmm. So it's interesting, though, to end our conversation where we began. You think this came about primarily because of public pressure, our discomfort in eating food like this?
I do think so, yes. I think it's because we've really been using our feet to show that we would rather go to Whole Foods or go to Chipotle or go to the places that we know are using food that doesn't have antimicrobials used in the growth of the food. And all these other companies are taking note and wanting to get that market share back.
Okay, Christy Peterson, Associate Professor in the Department of Epidemiology at the University of Iowa. Thank you for giving us some background.